Have you ever met a person whose job is so awesome that the first thing you say when you meet them is, "How cool is that?" Jonathan Lee Iverson is a man with that job. He's the ringmaster with the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Dragons that's playing in Cincinnati at the U.S. Bank Arena from March 13th to 17th. Mr. Iverson, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, it is Jonathan Lee Iverson, your ringmaster of Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey presents Dragons, and we're on our way to the beautiful city of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay, so definitely I have the right person then. That's good. Let me ask you the very first question about your job. How cool is it?
Well, it's not a job. That's what makes it cool. It's an all-encompassing thing. Anyone in circus will tell you that circus consumes your life. We have a term in the circus world called sawdust in your veins. And what that means is, basically, once you're in circus, it's like being in a sawdust mafia. You never really get out. It consumes your life. We don't just work together. We don't just put together the greatest show on earth. We live together. We travel and live on the world's largest privately owned train, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey train. We have our own custom-made apartments and suites on this train. So your life is the circus. And fortunately, for many of us who have families like myself, our spouses work in the show, our children at the school and the nursery. So it's like this traveling village that happens to have people who have superpowers. But it's like a mini Olympics, honestly. That's what I always call it. It's like a mini Olympics, and it just lands in your town, and you get a bit more excitement than you had before.
Well, you're the ringmaster, and what are the actual duties? I mean, there's more than just wearing the great-looking big hat. I mean, what are the actual duties, the thing that you do every day?
That's a beautiful question, and it's a common question. The actual description of a ringmaster, he was originally, historically, an equestrian director. If you notice, we wear the tails and riding boots and riding pants and top hat like equestrian riders. Well, that's what the ringmaster was. He was a horse expert, animal trainer even. As it evolved, he became more of the host. He would probably be the general manager. He would be the boss under the boss, the owner. So he has this authority because mainly he has the power of the word. And listen, in the beginning was the word. And so when he speaks, fascinating things happen. People fly. They start talking to animals. They start doing daring things that they never would have done before in their normal lives, and his duties are to present that. What he's doing now in modern times is he's a singer. He may have other talents like magic, or he may dance, what have you, but he's now sort of intertwined into the actual production of the show.
Now, how do you get a job like that, and what kind of training? I mean, there's no college courses for ringmaster, right?
No, there's no college courses for ringmaster. I mean, this is one of those jobs I always joke with people. If you ever saw the movie The Matrix, sort of like that, you're just kind of chosen and plucked out of your normal circumstances. No one really runs away with the circus. You happen into it. The only people who honestly have a goal to run away with the circus are clowns. Those are the only people in this profession that do. But as far as people like ringmasters, it's the strangest set of circumstances. It's basically being in the right place at the right time, which is what happened to me. And I was auditioning for a dinner theater. That's what happened. I had just graduated college, and I was looking for work so I could further my studies in opera in Europe. I so happened into this audition for a dinner theater, and it so happened that the director of the dinner theater was also directing Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey, and he was actually looking for a ringmaster. So the rest is history.
How long has it been? When did you first get into the circus business?
15 years ago.
That's a long time. Did you actually start out as a ringmaster?
Yep, I started out on top.
Now, let's also mention, too, that you are the first African-American ringmaster with the circus and also the youngest. Now, that kind of makes you special in so many ways.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I mean, as far as being African-American, I mean, I can only credit my parents for that. Well, it's history, so it does matter. It really mattered when my grandparents, who are now deceased, came to the show, and they turned into like little kids, and it was so funny. You know, I was talking to my grandfather afterwards, and it was a show in Chicago. I'll never forget. And he, you know, there was a time where I couldn't sit where I wanted to. And here I am, like, and here you are in the middle of this whole thing. That's when it really, really means something. And I really understand the gravity of what being the first is. Beyond that, my goal is always, I do appreciate the sentiment that people have when they see, look, we all, especially when you don't see much of yourself in certain arenas, you take a certain measure of pride. However, I always warn people against what I call idolatry, if that's all you take away. Because if all you take away is, oh my goodness, I saw the first, what have you, then you're really shortchanging yourself and me. Because there's more to me than the color of my skin. I'm a singer. I'm orating the show. I'm narrating the show. I'm the spokesman for the world's longest-running hit show. 143 years going strong. It's been around longer than Major League Baseball and Coca-Cola. That in itself is a big deal. Even if I were a 50-year-old white man, I mean, that's still a big deal. And so my thing is, I appreciate the sentiments of that. But I always want people to go beyond that, because then it makes the experience really that much more thrilling for themselves.
Well, let's talk about the experience. We're speaking with Jonathan Lee Iverson, who's the ringmaster with the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Dragons. That's the show that'll be here in Cincinnati. What are we going to see? We go to a U.S. Bank Arena, and what's the show going to be like?
You're going to get the greatest show on earth. The reason why we've been around for 143 years is because, quite frankly, the public has entrusted us with their time, money, and imagination for that long. They know when they come to Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey show, they're going to get high quality. They know it's safe for their families' imaginations. There won't be any costume malfunctions or any crude or lewd or unsavory acts or things going on that really aren't appropriate for families. They're going to enjoy themselves. It's going to be the highest quality of entertainment you can get anywhere. I mean, you're going to see 8 motorcycles inside the Globe of Steel. You're going to see Britain's premier animal trainer, Alexander Lacey, in his debut and his intimate interactions with his lions and tigers. You're going to see the fantastic Cossack riders. These are dynamic athletes who are going to be doing all sorts of acrobatic stunts on the backs of high-speed horses. You're going to see the kung fu mastery of our Shaolin kung fu martial artists. What they do with their bodies will just blow your mind. It'll make you want to go back and sue your PE teacher, because you'll really realize we didn't learn anything about physical education when you see these gentlemen. And, of course, we have the world's biggest stars, our Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey elephants, who, thanks to our audience, they're around and they're going to be around for many years to come, because portions of each and every ticket that's bought at a Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey show. And mind you, we have 3 traveling shows that plays to tens of millions of people annually. Portions of each and every one of those tickets goes to the Ringling Brothers Center for Elephant Conservation, which is, I believe, almost in its 20th year. It's been going strong. It's one of the leading proponents of elephant conservation. Everybody knows that elephants are really endangered, both African and Asian. We have Asian elephants, but they're on the endangered species list. And if you really look at the news reports from many of the natural scientists, animal scientists, it's a frightening thing what's happening to elephants out in the wild. About 25,000 were slaughtered last year alone, and there are not that many left. It's a crisis. And when you have organizations like the Ringling Brothers Center for Elephant Conservation, these organizations are actually what keep those types of creatures around, and we hope they'll be around for many years to come. But again, that's thanks to our wonderful audience. So when you come to the greatest show on earth, you're going to experience a super spectacular show, and you're doing good, and you'll get to meet the artists. I mean, if you come 1 hour before the show, you'll get to enjoy our all-access pre-show, where you get to come down to the arena floor, you get to hang out with the artists, try vintage costumes, enter your name in to win an original painting by Kellyanne, our Asian elephant. You'll be able to hang out and have fun with the clowns. You'll be a part of the show. And then you get to go back into your seats, sit back, don't relax, because there's nothing to relax, but you'll sit back and then just enjoy yourselves, get your popcorn, cotton candy, and just have a blast and let your hair down.
I tell you, it sounds like a great time, and you really do have one of the greatest jobs on the planet. I have one last question for you, and I hope you can answer this. How do they get all of those clowns into that tiny little car?
Well, I have a non-disclosure agreement, you know, with the clowns. If I say something, they'll pie me until I drop. But it amuses everybody. Nobody really can answer that question, probably except a clown. And nobody's spilling the beans because we're afraid of clowns.
Okay, we're not talking with a clown. We were talking with the ringmaster, Jonathan Lee Iverson. He'll be with the Bringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey Dragons at the U.S. Bank Arena, March 13th to March 17th. Thanks very much for telling us all about the great show that you're doing.
Well, thank you for having me, and we look forward to it. And may all your days be Ringling Brothers at Barnum and Bailey Day.
Thank you very much. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.